Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, turn our dial up, turn our dial up, turn our dial up. It's coming on, it's coming on.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk. 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 Let's talk.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk. 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 Let's talk.
Yeah, this is Mark right here on Radio Talk 101.3 this Saturday evening. Hey, keep that dial tuning because we got a great show for you tonight. You're listening to the program Let's Talk, and tonight we're going to be focusing on Africa again because there's a lot of issues going on in Africa. And keep that dial tuning because you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and this is your favorite host, Bismarck. It's the 10 o'clock show, and the number is 1-917-889-2678.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on your radio this Saturday evening. Hey, keep that dial tuned in because we're going to have a great show for you tonight. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call into a holler at Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or a family. Hey, to our Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family around the world, I want to say we love you and we appreciate you. We want to thank you for all the love and support you've shown us, and we look forward to your continuous support in the year 2011 onwards. You're listening to the program tonight, Let's Talk, and tonight we're focusing on Africa again. The program is focused on Africa tonight. Last night we had the first edition of it, and tonight is a continuation because there's a lot of crisis going on in Africa, and we need to shed light on it for the world to know what's going on. And these rulers in Africa, they're not leaders, they're rulers. They like to do their mischief, you know, underhand, and every little chance we get to put them out in the light for people to see exactly what's going on. We take advantage of it, and tonight is one night. So keep that dial tuned into Radio Talk 101.3 for the program Focus on Africa tonight. I'm your host, Bismarck, and you're listening to the 10 o'clock show, Focus on Africa, and you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 1-917-889-2678. Let's start the program now with the opening song for the program, Focus on Africa, the song Africa by Sugar Vaughn.
Africa.
Sugar Vaughn. You're listening to the program Focus on Africa right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to Bismarck. Let's get into some headline African news right now. New Tunisian leader amid turmoil. Tunisia swears in a new interim leader as looting and deadly jail riots rocked the country after President Ben Ali was swept from power. First Sudan count backs secession. The first official results of the Southern Sudan referendum are announced, with the Sudanese diaspora in Europe voting in favor of a new state. South Africa set to delay flood disaster. To declare flood disaster. The South African government is set to declare parts of the country disaster areas after the death of 40 people in the month of floods. Rwanda exiles get long jail terms. A military court in Rwanda sentences 4 former top officials now in exile to long prison terms for threatening state security. African sport. Aston Villa seal McCorn transfer. Aston Villa complete the $6 million signing of Lyon midfielder Jan McCorn. Nigeria banker wins world award. Nigeria's Lamido Sanusi is named world's best central bank governor by a leading magazine. You're listening to headline news from Africa. 5 Ivorian policemen killed in renewed clashes. At least 5 policemen were killed in Ivory Coast capital on Wednesday, a day after 4 people died in clashes between supporters of rival presidential candidate Alassane Ouattara and incumbent Lawrence Gbagbo. Bong citizens honor 2 aspirants. Citizens of Bong County have honored 2 of their sons, and one vying for a legislative post and the other for the presidency, for their outstanding contributions to the development of the county. Supporters of Lauren Gbagbo, the young patriots, have threatened to storm the Abidjan Hotel in which President-elect Alassane Ouattara and his government resides. ECOWAS defends Chief's Plan 1, Coast Intervention, after 3 regional heads of state wrapped up a mission to the troubled nation. It emerged those armed forces, chiefs from across the troubled region, were meeting in Nigeria to draw up their strategy. 40 Sierra Leonean Liberian youths holding service for regional stability. About 40 youths from Liberia and Sierra Leone on Monday began a week-long civil peace service under the theme Changing Minds, Changing Attitudes Youth Peace Building Camp. Gbagbo dares ECOWAS attack. Latest reports from the Ivorian capital, Abidjan, say that in battle, President Lawrence Gbagbo has resisted threats from the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, to remove him if he refuses. ECOWAS poised to remove Gbagbo. The West African regional grouping, ECOWAS, was Friday scheduled to hold a special summit in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, to consider how to remove incumbent Lawrence Gbagbo from state power, U.S. deputy assistants say. Remove Gbagbo by force. A top opposition figure called Wednesday for the international community to use force to oust Lawrence Gbagbo from the presidency after the disputed election, as France urged its citizens to get out. Guinea's new leader takes office. Guinea's democratically elected president, Alpha Condé, has been sworn into office, pledging in the capital, Conakry, at a ceremony attended by dozens of current and former heads of states in West Africa. Kosovo pilot congratulates Liberia for homeland's independence. A citizen of the newly independent Kosovo Republic, James Barisha, has expressed overwhelming thanks and appreciation to the government and people of Liberia for recognizing his country as an equal. News from Liberia. Stephen Creighton dies in North Carolina. Stephen Jebo Creighton Sr. of Grand Bassett County and a longtime newspaper vendor for the people of Buchanan died recently in the United States at the age of 85. Photojournalist Julenzo Others win Brie Electricity Photo Gala. Liberian photojournalist Ahmed Julenzo has 9 out of the 20 best entries in the Buchanan Renewable Energies BREE 2010 photo competition. Boy who drank caustic soda returns home in perfect health after U.S. surgery. A Liberian child returned home last Sunday looking the picture of health following a successful esophageal surgery in the United States of America. Street sweepers get pay raise. The wages of nearly 300 street sweepers working with the Monrovia City Corporation, MCC, have been increased. Bishop Edward Newville dies. The death is announced of the Reverend Edward Devin Newville, the second retired bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Liberia, which sad event occurred at 2:45 a.m. International traders in Ganta hold business forum. The president of the Concern Liberian International Business Organization, Colimbo, Fumba Trawale, has underscored the need for collaboration between businesses in rural Liberia. UL Mass Comm lecturer eyes Mosorada District, number 9, representative seat. The president of Smart Institute of Management and Technology in Sincor, Richmond Anderson, has called on Liberians of voting age to turn out in mass beginning yesterday to register and vote. Boy 12 suffers crippling disability. An SOS call has been made to save the life of 12-year-old Samuel S. Dane Jr., who is suffering from a terrible pain from a major crippling disability on his left leg and left arm. Emergency relief. U.S. provides emergency relief for Ivorian refugees. The United States Embassy in Monrovia has swiftly responded to the growing numbers of Ivorian refugees pouring into Liberia by providing emergency assistance to alleviate the pressure on Liberian communities. Ecobank wins international accolade. Ecobank Liberia has been named by the Bankers Magazine as one of the world's top financial institutions for the year 2010. PA's Red House opens branch in Painesville. One of the popular catering restaurants in Monrovia, Liberia, PA's Rib House, located in Lakwasi in Monrovia, has opened a branch in Painesville outside Monrovia. NIC to review concessions agreements. The newly appointed executive director of the National Investment Commission, NIC, is to review concession agreements. You're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program focused on Africa. Keep that dial tuned in, because we got a very interesting show for you tonight. Later on, we're gonna be talking about a specific country in Africa where there's unrest, and we'd like to bring this situation to the attention of the world. and those that are involved. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to your host, Bismar, right here on the program, focused on Africa. Let's get into something now by Ghanaian recording artist Kobe Maxwell, featuring LIB recording artist Chris DeShield, the song, Do It. Recording artist Kobe Maxwell featuring LIB recording artist Chris DeShield with the song Do It. Hey, we got LIB recording artist and musical ambassador online, Pudu Gata Kwofina. What's up, Pudu?
What's going on, Bismarck? How y'all living, man? Bless us.
Hey, we're blessed, man. Thank God for life. It's good to have you on calling in.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm on the phone again. I'm doing what you're doing. As
yeah.
always.
So how's everything with you, man?
Hey, man, things are moving. You know, it's 2011, and definitely looking forward to a prosperous year. You know, God is good. You know, sometimes it's just like just to be alive and just to know that you got another, you know, another day to continue doing what you're doing. That's, you know, that's what I'm focused on, man. A lot of feeling the music, all the, it's a lot of positive things going on, so.
That's what's up. Yeah, tonight we're focusing on Africa, talking about the issues and the crisis going on in Africa, especially the new one that started up in Tunisia. Thank God it's somehow, you know, somehow it's being resolved because the ousted president have fled the country and is now in exile in Saudi Arabia. So that's what's happening in Tunisia. But we're focusing on Africa, you know, to let the world know what's going on in Africa, especially with those rulers in Africa instead of leaders. What you got to say about that, Poodle?
Man, what the way to start, man. It's, we got to feel, we as a people have to stop and look at first. It's like, man, we're talking about the motherland. Cradle of civilization, you know, where it all began. And you're talking about a continent that for so long, has been through so much, whether it's the kidnapping of people, whether it's the, you know, fighting amongst ourselves, whether it's, you know, all the resources we have. It's at that time right now for us to truly look at ourselves as African, as ourselves, and begin to take the initiative to take responsibility for ourselves, to put egos aside and, you know, to do what's best for us as a people, you know, and that's the time we are right now. So,
I strongly agree with you, and that has been one of, you know, our downfall. We never took responsibility of our actions, and in the end result, we saw the repercussion, and it wasn't pretty. And you know, we can't keep blaming other people, you know, for what's going on with us. You know, we got to solve the problem in house, because that's where it's happening. You know, there's a saying back home that, you know, it says the street won't buy you unless your house sells you. You know what I'm saying? So there you go, the crisis in Ivory Coast, where Babo is refusing to turn over power to the elected president, Ouattara. You got the United Nations involved, the African Union, and all of that, and he's still refusing. I mean, this guy led the country. I mean, he was president for 10 years and still cannot turn over power. I don't even know how he remained president for 10 years, you know. And, I mean, these are the problems, I mean, that are plaguing our people in Africa, you know what I'm saying? Africa is not a poor continent. Africa is one of the richest continents on the face of the earth because of natural resources and whatnot, you know. But yet and still, we have a high percentage of poverty in Africa. And it's because, you know, of this selfish greed for power and wealth by these so-called rulers, you know, in Africa. And, I mean, it's creating a serious problem. So, I mean, we're just trying to shine light on it, Poodle.
Definitely.
I mean, you're a musical ambassador from Liberia. What would you say to the folks of Ivory Coast and Tunisia, the innocent civilians? What would you say?
Well,
that's a prolific artist.
I feel that's the most important thing, to speak to the people, you know, speak
exactly
to the heart of the people. And I would strongly urge, you know, the people to realize and oversee that these weapons of mankind here that is used to kill one man to another, it was purposely designed for that. For this act of, to, for people to kill each other, and if one man killed the next man and the next man killed the other man, it goes back and forth. At what point do you stop and say, hold up, what is this that we are doing to each other? What is this right. that we're doing to each other? So it's like it behooves the people to, you know, take it upon themselves to just do away with this way, these things that are not even of us. We didn't create these. We didn't create these weapons over here. Now, you have individuals who, you know, with certain circumstances or factors, feel they are right. They rightfully are the leaders of, you know, the country. But the thing is, you do not need a title or you do not need a quote-unquote position to
right.
be influential, to be influential, to do something. You know, my personal take on it is like this. If I were in a situation like that, meaning I felt like I'm supposed to be the president or I'm supposed to be the leader, for the sake of the people, would say, man, I'm not going to have my followers going to kill the other person's followers and vice versa. For the sake of the people, man, I'll let you do what you do. I'm still going to maintain. I still have my power. I still have my followers. And I can still
right.
do some beneficial things for the community without having that actual role of the leader or being a president or whatever you want to call it. You do not need
right.
that title to be influential. So that is the thing that I feel that in the past, leaders have just become so obsessed with that title and that role and everything that comes with it. But really, in essence, if you are influential people, you have the heart of the people, they're going to listen to you regardless.
Right. Right. I agree with you. And you see what people fail to realize is that these gun makers, you know, I mean, it's business. You know, it's like any other business. If I sell you X amount of my product and you have them and don't use them, I mean, you just got them in stock and, you know, not being used, you are not going to be in need of anymore because you already have them and haven't even used them. So therefore, my business, my profit is kind of shortening because I'm not making sales. So you see what these gun makers do? They go out and create crisis. They create wars.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
that these people can use these guns and ammunition and be in need for more.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are in need for more, then the gun makers, you know, become a demand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these countries and these people go back to these gun makers for more. I mean, this is a profitable business. Do you think these guys are going to make all these weapons and just stock them in the warehouses? No, they are to be used. Now, here's the problem with all these nuclear bombs and all these things around the world, you know. Nuclear proliferation and all of that, you know, look, mankind has created something that is so detrimental to the existence of, you know, mankind on Earth as a whole, that they're now having problem with, you know, getting rid of it. You know, so, I mean, this greed for power and wealth, you know, is not just amongst the rulers, you know, of these countries. I mean, it's a chain of network, the gun makers, you know, these rulers, I mean, and the extras. And this is the chain of network that we have to break down.
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly. And once in a while, ask the people, let's say, for instance, what you say, which is absolutely true. We have not even just a country, but we have the continent of Africa where it's safe to say that these weapons and these tools were not, that's not the origin of them. They were made in other places. you take the idea or concept of people saying, wait, but wait now, what is this here? These guns, to just do away with them and just say, We don't want this. What? Imagine the type of statement where two people or folks who's going to war at each other just turn and look at the rest of the world and say, no, we don't want this anymore. Do you know how that would shake up the world? And what a statement
exactly.
that would be, and how powerful it would be like, man, and everybody just all at once take that stand to say, no, we don't want
exactly.
this right here. We're going to take
exactly.
care of our own civilly. That is a powerful
exactly.
statement.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'll give, for example, the situation in the Ivory Coast. I mean, If we were living in the past, you know, a couple of years back in the days, I mean, African leaders, the African rulers around, they would have tolerated it because that was part of their MO. But here is it that, you know, African leaders, African rulers now, I call them rulers, I don't call them leaders, you know, they're very scarce. The leaders among them are very scarce. But the African rulers now, I mean, surprisingly spoke out against Mr. Gbagbo's intention of, you know, not turning over power, you know. And, I mean, that was surprising to the world, you know, that these African rulers don't want to tolerate such again. And, you know, a lot of them saw what went on in the west coast of Africa, Liberia, Sierra Leone, you know, and what a little bit happened in the Ivory Coast. And, I mean, the genocide that went on, and there are some, you know, some mostly the African civilians, you know, don't want it anymore. The young generation don't want that kind of reaction, you know. I mean, this is a modern world. We are in the 21st century. This is the time when we should be able to sit down and dialogue, disagree to agree, you know, and solve our problems that way, not to engage in physical contact and wars and all of that. You know?
True indeed. And the fact that people are becoming more outspoken, you know, that's a step in just to be able to do that. But then beyond
yeah.
that, the next step is to not because that is, you know, to be outspoken, but to not follow that up with these weapons if you're being outspoken and it doesn't seem to be heard. You know, the next step is to, okay, yeah, we're outspoken now, let's sit down and let's find other means or other methods to get this across. You know, if people, you know, they got this thing called the African brain, they call it the brain drain, as far as Africans are going abroad and becoming comfortable in distant lands and not going back. We are living in an age where many Africans within the last, let's say, 30, 40 years have traveled the world and have been to so many different places, been exposed to so many different things, and we have a lot of resources that can be used if we will collectively take that collective thought to invest back home and to utilize the resources that we have in Africa and use it, you know, to be able to export and to sustain its own, you know, independent economy, so that it is not a reliance or dependency on outside countries or outside foreign powers, so to speak. You know, because sometimes what happens is these individuals, as you call them rulers, they get into power, and you know, in order to maintain that power, they end up making certain deals or doing certain things to maintain their power. You know, with outside, you know. Outside of
the compass of these countries.
Indeed. So they, in essence, their government, their families end up, you know, reaping the benefits while the people suffer. And sometimes when they try to go against that, then they themselves get into trouble, you know, get into coups or becoming assassinated. So a lot of these guys are feared for their lives. And they just take the safe way. But the thing is, there has to be that collective thought, that collective idea amongst the people and everybody, which is beginning to happen, which is happening, for people to wise up and then not to be victim of, you know, the divide and conquer, you know, and to come together and to do what's right for the people, the nation.
So I agree with you on that, Poodle. I agree with you on that. And, Poodle, what would you have to say to the Liberian populace? Because, you know, the election is coming up, and right now they are encouraging the young generation and the rest of the populace to register, to vote, to exercise their rights, you know, to elect their own leader. So what would you say to the Liberian populace, especially to the young generation, to encourage them to go out there and register, and not just to register, but at the to do their investigation on the different aspiring to the presidency from the different parties? What would you say to the young generation to base their decision not on popularity, wealth, you know, but on leadership, governance, a God-fearing person and a law-abiding person and a person with a love for the country and his people? What would you say to the young generation to get involved in vote for the next leader?
Wow. It's a powerful, powerful, most powerful thing that I can say is to think. To think. And as you speak of, you know, voting and getting involved, I would say the most powerful thing is to think, like you said, to investigate, you know, on different candidates. But ultimately, because you feel somebody is going to do a good job, sometimes people end up getting disappointed or not living up to your ideals. So it's like the only power you can truly have, you can fully put your faith in, is the Most High God, the Almighty. That's the one that where you truly count on. So it's
right.
Like it goes beyond you. Saying that, oh, I'm voting for this person, I'm voting it. You have to, you know, put your faith in the Almighty and play your role as an individual and as a citizen, and as a just as a human being, to better yourself and better the people, the lives of those around you. So I'm all for people being involved in, in the process or the direction of the country, but I don't want people to feel that that's the only way that you can be, that you can contribute to your nation by saying that you just vote for this person, and then you leave it, and then when that person gets into power, then if they you know, they start doing things that you don't agree with, or in, you know, and then it's like, what do you do then? It's almost
exactly.
Like you're helpless. But you are not helpless.
Right.
You are a person. You are an individual yourself. So that most powerful, you know, thing can be said to the youth is to just think and to take initiative for yourself. Do the best that you can do, and then teach others. Make sure, you know, get a group of you guys who think that way, and to just do for self. Like, if the president or the person who's in the charge is not doing this, okay, they don't have to do it, but you can do it. You can go out and find a way to do that. Or it goes back to what I was saying as far as titles. Just because the person has the title, that doesn't mean it's all end all be all right there. No, that's just a title right there. Anybody has the power to just do something to do right. And that's where it starts. That's what I was saying.
Fruitful word for thought. I appreciate that, Poodle. Before you get out of here, Poodle, what's new? What's new for Poodle, and what's up with the 420 International?
Oh man, 420 International, definitely blessed. You know, all the members is definitely blessed to be in at the year 2011. African child, he's, you know, completing his project, and he'll soon have something for you guys. I'm working on a project. I have something for you guys. And Walla Joyce of a Living is on the LIV side. He's definitely, you know, taking the reaching the voices of people on the grassroots level to, you know, speaking to people and awareing folks on certain things. And, you know, we have the presence for Jamaica and Guyana and everything. Everybody's connected and everybody just playing the role. We all put God first, knowing that ultimately as everything comes together that, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth. You know, we the meek, the chosen. Chosen shall be few, man. All is well, you know. So working on some things for the summertime. I got a couple of new tracks for you guys. I'll be sending to you guys. And I'm looking forward. Right. We got to do some kind of party down here in Georgia, man. We got to do some kind
definitely.
Of thing down here. You know, so yeah, looking forward to that, man. This snow is not too good, man.
Well, it's very rare in Georgia, so I mean, I guess
I said,
that has
too,
passed.
Everybody said,
but most definitely, we got to get together and try to plan something, you know, to bring the minds together and, you know, be constructive. Well, Pudu, we appreciate your calling in and participation to the program of Focus on Africa. We appreciate all your insights and good advices you've given. We hope that those out there are listening and we digest it and make it part of their recipe for good governance and, you know, good fellowship with one another. Hey, we love you. We wish you all the best on your project, and big ups to African Child also. And we look forward to getting the new songs from you and also doing another interview with you when we get the new tracks.
Definitely, man. Just thank you for the opportunity. I just thank you for the platform of just being able to take, you know, these ideas, you know, because ultimately for the uplifting of our people and you know, you having that voice and that medium to go out there, it's a pleasure. You know, thank God for it. And all should be well in the name of the Almighty, man. It's all written.
Exactly. Yeah. Blessings, man.
Blessings.
Hey, have a great one, Pudu. Peace. You know, blessings to you and the family. You know, and have a blessed Saturday evening.
All right, peace and blessings.
All right, that was LIB recording artist and musical ambassador Puduga Takwafina here discussing with me about issues and the crisis going on in Africa. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and this is your host, Bismarck. We're going to get into some now by Puduga, the song Break Chains, because we need to break a lot of chains. And that chain of bondage in Africa, that chain of having rulers instead of leaders. So let's break them chains. Puduga, LIB recording artist with the song Break Chains.
No.
Many times I wish I stayed in LIV way longer. Had time to grow, build memories stronger.
Are you sure?
Then it may not have been sweet Liberia. More like war from the city to the interior. They did that cause you wrong. I blame stepmama. They do it all over the world. They like to a flower. But then we blame ourselves for the shit they cause. Today they should pay for all the lies that was lost. Cause God on our side. Been at the bottom so we can only rise. Oh my, then he can hear all your cries. Wanna be alright, so wipe their tears on your eyes. The love of liberty, though the road was bittersweet. Our history done built the foundation for a legacy. Long as LIV blood in my veins, it only makes sense that I break from the chains. So I break from the chains, hey ya, break from the chains, hey ya. Break from the chains, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, break from the chains, yeah, yeah, yeah. Break from the chains, yeah, 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 yeah. Break from the chains, yeah, yeah, yeah. Break from the chains, yeah, yeah, yeah. We said, break from the chains. I said, break from the chains. My people, break from the chains. Come on up, you come on down. Come on, break from the chains. I said, break from the chains. My people, break from the chains. Come on up, say, break from the chains.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Are you listening to the program Focus on Africa, and tonight we've been talking about issues in Africa. And keep that dial tuned in, and don't forget, at 11 o'clock is the program, the after party, and call out. Hey, keep your phone next to you because you don't know if your number is on the call-out list. Hey, last night we had a great time calling out. We didn't get all those we called, but we got some people, and make sure tonight, hey, we're going to surprise you. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, about 6 minutes down the aisle. And let's get into the song now by African Child again, the song Brainwash Education.
Brainwash Education. It's one that day.
Brainwash education leads to confusion. Confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction. Ah, destruction. Brainwash education leads to confusion. Confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction. Ah, destruction. People, you must open up your eyes and see. Society changing the bright in front of you and me. Are not the way they used to be. No, they are not the way they used to be. Please don't believe everything you see. Never believe everything you read. You want education is the tool that they use to separate us and leave us confused.
revolution. People are suffering and people are dying. We want education, it's used to misguiding. People trusting God only, not religion. Never believe confusion can save any nation. Separation is meant to keep us blind, to keep you and me fighting each and every time. To succeed, we must first believe. Believe that we can endure stuff in our mind. Confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction. Destruction. You want education leads to confusion. Confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction.
From Tunisia. Tunisian swears in interim president amid chaos. Tunisia swore in a new interim leader on Saturday as looting and deadly jail riots rocked the country a day after President Ben Ali was swept from power. Parliament Speaker Fouad Mebazaa took the oath, pledging to unite government that could include the opposition. Fires have been burning out of control in the capital, Tunis, and there was shooting after celebrations marking Mr. Ben Ali's flight to Saudi Arabia. A curfew is back in force. Troops are guarding key roads and buildings. Two people were reported to have been shot dead by soldiers near the Interior Ministry. Gunfire crackled throughout the day in the capital, some of it blamed on supporters of former President Ben Ali apparently trying to destabilize the precarious situation. The city's streets were largely deserted. In Tunis, the country has been thrown into unprecedented turmoil by recent events. Lootings and theft is going on everywhere, and the immediate future of the country is in the hands of the military. Police are conspicuously absent. Despite a state of emergency declared on Friday, people have been emptying shops and destroying property across the country. Businesses and buildings connected with the former president and his family were singled out and attacked. French-owned supermarkets were also targeted, and the main railway station in Tunis was badly damaged by fire. Saturday's deadliest incident appears to have been in the resort of Monastir, about 160 kilometers, 100 miles south of Tunis, where fire swept through a prison, killing at least 42 people. It was not immediately clear what caused the blaze. Inmates are believed to have been attempting to escape, as they did at a number of other jails where violence was reported. Tunis Carter International Airport, which was closed amid Friday's unrest, reopened on Saturday. Hundreds of tourists and other foreigners have been trapped there. Many have been airlifted home. Talks. Amid the unrest and uncertainty, Mr. Mebaza took over as acting president. He said he had asked Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi, who confusingly had earlier said he was in temporary charge, to form a national unity government. All Tunisians, without exception and exclusion, must be associated in the political process, Mr. Mebaza said in a televised address. Talks between the interim administration and political parties are due to resume on Sunday. Under the Constitution, a new presidential election must be held within 60 days. People are waiting for some indication that the interim administration is prepared to bring in widespread economic and political changes. Meanwhile, the exiled head of Tunisia's Islamic Party has said he will return to the country within weeks and would be prepared to take part in any unity government. Rachid Ghannouchi said the Tunisian people had got rid of a dictator, but were a long way from bringing down the dictatorship. Democratic will. In the past month, protests have swept the country over unemployment, food price rises, and the corruption. Security forces used live ammunition against protesters and dozens of people died. Mr. Ben Ali, who had been in power for 23 years, was only Tunisia's second president. He conceded power on Friday after the unrest culminated in the giant rally against him in Tunisia. He flew out of Tunisia with his family, and after the French government rejected a request for his plane to land there, was allowed to refuel in Sardinia before landing in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said Tunisians had expressed their democratic will and the urge, and he urged the country to hold free elections as soon as possible. His government says it has directed banks in France to block suspicious movements of assets belonging to Mr. Ben Ali and his family. There has been little official reaction from Tunisia's Arab neighbors to the events. The UK and US and France are among countries advising against non-essential travel to Tunisia. This is the story from Tunisia, what has lately developed since the rioting in Tunisia and since the escaped of the ousted president to Saudi Arabia. Well, big ups to the people of Tunisia, and we'll keep you all in our prayers. We shall continue to pray for you all to have peace and stability and to have a democratic form of government and a true leader. We love the Tunisian people and, Africa as a whole. We want to say blessings to you all, and we wish you all the best. I mean, this is what goes on in Africa. I mean, did you hear it, how long he was president for? For 25 years. No, 23 years. He had been in power for 23 years and still wants to be in power. Now tell me what's going on. I mean, what goes on in the minds of these people to think that they have complete authoritative power to dictate to the rest of the people what should be done? My God, Lord have mercy. But thank God for the outcome so far. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You've been listening to the program Focus on Africa, and We've been talking about issues in Africa, crisis, government, governance, leaders, rulers. It's time now for us to get into the program, the after party, and the call out. So keep your dial tuned into Radio Talk 101.3, because this is your host, Bismarck, and we're right here on the radio.
You're tuned into Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
LIB from LIB recording artist Sugar Vaughn. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Everyone, give a special shout out to Karen Sweeting, one of our dedicated listeners, to Kelly Fawaz, another one of our dedicated listeners. Once again, big ups to all the LIB recording artists, and big ups to all the African independent recording artists. And also, big ups to all the underground recording artists. It's from Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3. And you're tuning into the program, The After Party and The Call Out. So, it's about time for us to call out. Let's see who we're going to call first tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on, because we're about to surprise a caller. Yeah, just hold on. We're about to surprise somebody. I ain't going to tell you who it is till they answer, but just hold on. Just hold on. We about to see something. We about to see if this person is there. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here we go. It's down. It's the call out, the program call out. Let's see if we can catch somebody tonight. We calling out. It's ringing.
Hello.
It's Bismarck. Hey,
hello?
Is this infamous TK?
Yeah, this
TK. Bismarck. This Bismarck from Radio Talk 101.3. You live on the air.
You said it's who now?
It's Bismarck from Radio Talk 101.3.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on, man?
Is this TK?
Yeah, this TK.
Mr. LIB?
Right now, what's good? Yeah, this is Mr. LIB.
Hey, you're live on the air on the program to call out. This is
oh,
our right. program that we call out to surprise artists, fans, listeners, and different personalities. And your number is
the first
number we dial out tonight. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to LIB recording artist and musical ambassador, infamous TK. He's in the studio right now. TK, say hi to your fans and holler at the world for a minute.
Well, I mean, everybody that's infamous TK, you know, got the new single coming out, I Love Money. You know, I mean, I'm just doing it hard. Now, I mean, right now I'm rocking with Uwe Entertainment. We're in the studio right now. We're just dropping a lot of songs, man. I mean, at the end of the day, we trying to rep LIB strong and trying to take Liberia to that next level. And you can check out that new single, too, and repping LIB. Much love to Bismarck, man.
Yeah, we know you in studio dropping the tracks. We just called to holler at you and let you know, we're following you, you know. And when you get through with the work, make sure you drop us the album and make sure you come in and do that interview with us.
Of course, of course. Hey, I'm about to send you this song called Be My Jew, matter of fact. This is this straight LIB song called Be My Jew, and it's crazy. And I got I'm a winner. I just dropped it just now, so I'm about to send you two.
Make sure you do that. We're waiting on that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the world, that's LIB recording artist and musical ambassador and famous TK. He's in the studio right now, you know, cooking up, you know, those tracks. So
yeah, you know.
We just called to holler at you, and we're going to drop this track right now, Ripping LIB, the official track.
Yeah, that Ripping LIB official joint.
That's what's up. Hey, TK, hey, we love you. Have a blessed one. You know, go right ahead and cook up that storm.
All right. I'm going to send it to you in a bit.
All right. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into something now by famous TK from LIB. Ripping LIB, the official track.
I'm ripping LIP. Every time you see me, I'm ripping LIP. women glitz. Give me my hammer and some pit below something to sip. My man's eating with rock steady, talking my bricks. I'm everywhere. Where was I when you was doing it? Ish, you never there. I run inside. Tell me who wanna spit. All solo MC, but hope you bring your whole clique. Line them up, I knock them down like bowling pins. Stuck in the same place, talking about you going in. See, the thing about me is I'm different. Biggins and these rats is alright, but these dudes ain't living. These dudes just kidding, can't even tell the difference. That ain't a freestyle you spittin', you clown, that's written. I'm young Vince Carter, half man, half amazing. I walk around with the pump like an asthma patient. Okay, we cut like a guillotine, ruthless my killer team. Anybody's front gets stretched like a limousine. I'm on the proof, you know what they're gonna do. I done raised up and spent more money than any of you. My game plan is to avoid the can. They act tough, but they sweeter than Peter Pan. And man, is an issue effort out of control. I live in a rat hole before I sell my soul. Rather die hustling from the stove to the road. Don't got a guitar, but I sling rock and roll. And what about these internet Facebook gangsters? They rattle, nigga. This shit they make up. I can't get with it, man. It must be hate, cuz I came from the bottom and I got my cake up. I brought gold plaques to the hood. I did that. Put G-packs on the block. I live that. Say my name, I'll bring it right where your kids at. Knock on your door with the floor. Open up, click, clack.
Yeah, that was Iron Mike. Yeah, DM Tracks Production. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And you're listening to the program, The After Party and The Call Out. We're about to call out to somebody again. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to surprise somebody else. Let's see who it is. Let's see who it is. All right. Just keep that dial tuned in. And we're going to talk to somebody in a minute, hopefully, if they're home. If they're home. It's Saturday night. It's the call-out night. So keep that dial tuned in because Bismarck is on your radio. Let's see if we got some rain. Yeah, we got some rain. Let's see who, if he's home. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3 on The Call Out.
Hey, what's good? It's your boy, baby. Yeah, sir, I'm Mr. Carson. You can leave me a brief message with the name and your number. I'll try to get back at you. All right, one.
At the
time, that was Baby
Eye. Record your message.
That was Baby Eye. Sorry, he's not home. But what we gonna do, is we're gonna get into something now about Baby Eye. We try to get in touch with him, but he's not home. You know, that's LIB recording artist and musical ambassador, Baby Eye. We're trying to hit him up and see, you know, if we could catch him home. But let's get into something now about Baby Eye called Hit Me Up. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck right here on the radio. It's Baby Eye, LID recording artist, and musical ambassador.
Maybe it's the way that you dress, or is it tattooed on your chest? Gotta get your confidence to stay high, or maybe drop a little trust on fly. I'm trying to get to know you, baby, so you can hit me in the daylight. I'm here with you, got to say, the bus is late and swing away. I really like you, boy, don't play no games, I'm not a toy. I could be the one for you.
Gotta say a word, baby, my feeling is mutual. Cute face, team waist, and it's nice to meet you. I'm the best and you the best, and that's a perfect team. I love you and you love me, and that's a perfect team. Until my heart look at her face and then she wink a spark. I play no game, save it for the park. I'm a star and you a star, let's light up the city. Get my number one, 800 perfect guy, hit me up, baby.
Wish I never know what to say. Maybe it's the way that you dress, you drop her like a drug supply. I'm trying to get to know you, baby, so you can hit me up, baby.
You smile, you lift your eyes, baby, you got me hypnotized, mesmerized. I can't lie, gotta admit, boy, you're fine. You got me stuck, can't make you mine. I'll be your body and you could be my class. I'll be any time, I'll be any time. You ain't gotta hide, I'm not the ride. So can you hit me up, baby?
Circle of the beast, they ridicule their critics, aiming for that stupid dream. Unison. motorcycle life trying to balance. Watch the blood, sweat, and tears pierce through the flesh. Cross the sway from light strikes, Charlie Sheen. Chris Tucker money talks, motherfucker. Took aim tight at my sight as I took my shot to overtake the number one spot. Is it a tip, throw it a slide, hope I do a cop back. I hit the jackpot without looking back. It's a
lesson. You trying to sleep? If you a dog, then I'm a beast and the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bro.
That was new right here on Radio Talk 101.3. That was Lamont Deschue, LIB recording artist and musical ambassador with the song Motivated. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's about 27 minutes down. The hour number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at Bismarck, or you can just call in to send a request out to a friend or family. Let's get into something now by Forever. The Billion Dollar Bobby with the song Kiss.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. Pretty, don't just stand alone.
Forever with the song Kiss. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Nationwide. Bree Lyrica. Just don't leave, baby. I lie to you, but tell the truth to the outside. I'm looking at my watch because I'm thinking it's about time to hang the jersey up. Baby, you've been hurt enough.
Tell me what you want. Know that I got you for.
You know I'm gonna be here.
Yeah, that was Bree Lyrical featuring Nation Final One with the song I'm Yours. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's about 17 minutes down. The hour number is 1-917-889-2678. Let's keep that song rocking because it's Saturday night. Hey, if you're going out there to have some fun, make sure you drive safely, you know, buckle up. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. If you're at home, you know, just chilling, you know, hey, relax, because we're going to keep you grinding up till 12 o'clock. This Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, shout-outs to all the LIB recording artists out there. Shout-out to all the Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family around the world. We love you, and we thank you for all your love and support. This Bismarck right here on your favorite station, Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into something now about Big Moet, Big Mo, POG production artist, the song Drop. Let's drop it.
Yeah. Tuned into one of the biggest movements in the world, shout out to the world. Big Mo, Young Calico.
Now let me see you drop, 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 drop. Maybe we can go with the flow, the flow.
That was Big Mo with the song Drop, POG Production Artist. Yeah, you're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program The After Party and The Call Out. It's about 12 minutes down the hour, and the number is 1-917-889-2678. Let's get into something now by Tommy Tunes from Five Bad Boys Entertainment, the song Aisle 9.
Your time, your honesty. Can't take this no more. I'll force it out the door.
song Aisle 9 by Tommy Tunes from 5-5 Boys Entertainment. You're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into somebody like the recording artist Peter Cole. The song Shine Little More. To the program After Party and the Call Out. It's about 2 minutes down to the hour. It's about time to get out of here. We hope you have fun just as much as we did. Make sure to tune in same time, same station. You know, Friday and Saturday, same time, same station. Same host, Bismarck. And we're going to continue bringing you information, news, and music from around the world, Africa and the world. It's been fun this Saturday evening. Hey, go out there, have some fun. Drive safely, you know. Don't text and drive, you know. Don't drink and drive. Make sure you do what is right out there. And most of all, remember, Jesus loves you. We love you out here from Radio Talk 101.3. And love, peace, and happiness around the world, and justice for all. Hey, it's been fun. It's Bismarck with Radio Talk 101.3. We'll see you Friday, next week, Friday and Saturday, same time, same station. Hey, have a blessed evening. Peace. Let's get out here with something by Andy Killer Boy from Chile, South America. The song, Junto a Mi.
Baby, tú sabes a qué me refiero. Esto va con sentimiento.
Noches enteras pasamos mirándonos tú y yo, el calor de tu mirada reflejando el amor. Noches enteras pasamos mirándonos tú y yo, el calor de tu mirada reflejando el amor. Junto a mí mi vida, extraño tus caricias, no puedo cesar, no puedo olvidarte en unos segundos.
Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.